Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Every Grief, was written by Monica LaRose. I measure every grief I meet, the 19th century poet Emily Dickinson wrote. With narrow, probing eyes, I wonder if it weighs like mine, or has an easier size. The poem is a moving reflection on how people carry the unique ways they've been wounded throughout their lives. Dickinson concludes, almost hesitantly, with her own solace. The piercing comfort of seeing at Calvary her own wounds reflected in the Savior's, still fascinated to presume that some are like my own. The book of Revelation describes Jesus, our Savior, as a lamb looking as if he had been slain, his wounds still visible, wounds earned through taking upon himself the sin and despair of his people, so that they might have new life and hope. And Revelation describes a future day when the Savior will wipe every tear from each of his children's eyes. Jesus won't minimize their pain, but truly see and care for each person's unique grief, while inviting them into the new healing realities of life in his kingdom, where there is no more death or mourning or crying or pain, where healing water will flow without cost from the spring of the water of life. Because our Savior has carried our every grief, we can find rest and healing in his kingdom. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 6. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life." Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for seeing, understanding, and carrying all our grief. Fill us with your hope and peace today as we navigate the trials of this world and help us spread your love and comfort to others. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Alicia Reisinger, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.